Robbie, good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too
bad. Big weekend, of course, with the finals, of course. So the grand final tomorrow for AFL. Manly South Storm Panthers. Wow. Mm. That's going to be massive.
Who do you like, Robbie? Who do you like?
I can't go past the Storm. Storm Manly, grand final.
Storm Manly, GF. And then who to win?
Storm. Can't go past the Storm.
Jeez.
Brilliantly coached and just full of... they're so good to watch, to be honest. And look, I know the other teams are good. And, Manly, when Tommy's playing, is extremely watchable, of course. But I think from what I've seen of the Storm all year, they look the favourites, given the way the Panthers struggled last week. You'd have to say that the Storm will win that one and take it into the grand final against Manly. There you go.
We'll get to that. Now, Robbie, today is the 100th anniversary, actually, of women's football in Australia, and they've got a celebration there at the Gabba and a reenactment of a pioneering game. It will be held before a lunch there at the Gabba. It all started the first public women's game back in 1921. We saw during the week the Matildas go down to Ireland 3-2. Where are they at the moment? They seem to leak goals ever since Tony Gustavsson has taken over.
Yeah, and look, I think the Matildas, in fairness to them, the Olympic campaign was pretty good. You put that aside and it's been very, very ordinary. And, conceding 3 to an Ireland side that coming off the back of 7 straight defeats. But look, I give them a lot of leeway, the Matildas, because and the Socceroos, what they've done is incredible. 11 wins on the bounce away from home. World Cup qualifying, and the Matildas must just be dying to play at home. And, they haven't had a home game for so long, and these continual away games become very, very difficult. But as far as the women's game, when you put in context where it's come today, it's come such a long way. Probably a lot of people didn't realise that it actually is that old. And, it's a wonderful milestone. But as I said, look, Tony Gustavsson, he hasn't even been in Australia yet. And he's coached how many games? Well over a dozen now. So, time for international football to come home, like pretty much all the other games. You've got the Ashes, of course. So Warney speaking about that yesterday. So I think what Australians want, they want to see their national teams. And I think the national teams, for their part, want to see their fans.
Well, how important is the A-League then, Robbie? Obviously, the start date's out. What do you make of the change to that?
Oh, look, it's a wait and see. It's at a new home, of course.
Yeah.
And it's exciting for everyone involved, I think, in the game to see what they're going to do. You can see they're going to try some different things. And it's not set in stone. It might work. It mightn't work. If it doesn't, I'm sure they'll tweak it. Now, what we want to see is the competition back, and we want to see crowds back, and that's the main thing.
I see. Ange has had a positive result overnight for Celtic. They bounced back with a 3-0 win over Rovers, so the pressure eases on him. Not that there was a lot of pressure, I suppose.
Well, it was. The building was, because they lost to Livingston in the league last week, but I think you're right. I think that he's got plenty of time and if I see the games he's lost, he's been in all of those games. So a good win over Raith Rovers, which they were expected to win, of course. But they have played Dundee United at home, and that's the real important one for Ange. But look, he's going quite nicely, and I expect him to bounce back in the league this weekend.
Big game Saturday night in the Premier League, and at a very family-friendly view of time as well after we've just... getting towards the end of the AFL Grand Final. Chelsea and Manchester City, 280 at Chelsea with Tab, 270 City at Stamford Bridge this game. The draw paying $3.25. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, look, and, two big games. You have the North London Derby. Now, because of Arsenal and Tottenham's form, it's not getting the hype, and that's fully understandable, but that is a massive game as well. But Chelsea up against Manchester City, two of the favourites for the title, out of the four, we've already spoken about the other two being, of course, Liverpool and Manchester United. Wow, it's I've got Chelsea to win it just. I think their form's much better. I think Lukaku has transformed them into, you know, nearly title favourites. Man City, yeah, they've got a big week ahead. They've got Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League on Wednesday. And I think they've got Liverpool at the same friendly time next weekend. So this is massive for them. They drew it home to Southampton last weekend. I've got Chelsea to win it by 2-1. And I think that man, Lukaku, will score again.
All right. What about... I saw Prince William at the football the other day. Yeah, I didn't know he's an Aston Villa fan. Yeah.
Yeah, he put the hex on him, didn't he? They lost.
Are they a chance of beating Man United?
I don't think so. I think with Ronaldo back in the side, I think they'll be too good. The big story for United is, talk about a big week for City and Chelsea. Liverpool will be playing in the Champions League on Wednesday as well at Porto. But the big one for Manchester United is, of course, playing Villa. But they go and play Thursday morning. They're playing Villarreal in the Champions League. Now, this will be a replay of last year's final, which after normal time was 1-1. And in a penalty shootout, they lost 11 goals to 10. One of the most extraordinary penalty shootouts we've seen, with David De Gea, the goalkeeper, missing the last one to give Villarreal the trophy. So that's a big rematch coming during the week. Yeah, I think they'll be too good for Villa boys. And I think my bet of the week is Mane to score, Liverpool to win away at Brentford.
I like it. And did you give us a tip in the North London derby?
I've got that. Look, Gerrard, they've both been pretty poor. Arsenal are on the back of two wins, of course. Tottenham were terrible last week. I got a draw, 1-1.
$3.30 the draw in that game. Robbie, love it. And all your selections are on the Tab app.
That's it. And some European ones as well. And we'll reconvene Monday to see how I went. Of course, before that, I'll be looking forward to getting smashed on social media if I dare get one tip wrong.
they're unforgiving, Robbie, aren't they?
Well, you'll be smashed very, even very if you get them all right. They'll think of something to smash you on, Arse Slater.
Let's be honest. When seasons are over, you just take a sigh of relief and you go, I've got a couple of months off the tipping. Take a deep breath. But my best bet has been a strange one because I've got it 2 weeks in a row and it's been the same scoreline and the same scorer. So 2-3 to Liverpool with Salah to score. And they both came in. Now, this week I've gone for Mane. And as I said, Brentford, Liverpool 2, Brentford 0. That's my best bet on the old tab app. You guys have a great weekend. Great to speak to you.
Good on you, Robbie.
Enjoy the footy.